John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus come that we might have life and have it more abundantly to the overflow. That word kill, we said yesterday, is thuo, to sacrifice. To sacrifice. And this is where Satan oppresses and depresses us until he wears us out so we give up and we quit. I love what it says in Galatians, that be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. When we sow financial seeds, we are promised a harvest as long as we don't faint or give up, because it's going to happen. So this is Satan's MO. There is no way he can win in your life, no way he can win in your finances or in your family or in your health if we refuse to give up. But so many times we get beat down and weary and battle worn, and we just sacrifice our dream. We sacrifice it. Oh, I look at the children of Israel in Exodus chapter 14. And the children of Israel were at the Red Sea. There's mountains on both sides, and Pharaoh's army is behind them. They had all, over 600 chosen chariots, horses, an army coming after them. And here they are in front of the Red Sea, and the people begin to cry out to Moses. They were willing to sacrifice their freedom. They were willing to sacrifice the promised land. They were willing to sacrifice it all. When adversity come, they begin to blame Moses for the problem and the dilemma that they were in. Moses began to cry out to God, and God spoke to Moses, and he said to Moses, hold up your rod and stretch forth your hand, divide the waters. Now, holding up your rod, stretching forth your hand, that's something you could do, but it's impossible to divide the waters. Only God can divide the waters, but notice he told Moses to divide the waters. What I see in that is when we will obey God. Yeah, he said, speak to the people. So he spoke to the people. He held up his rod as God said to. He stretched forth his hand as God said to. The other thing God said do was divide the waters. But when he obeyed the command of God, the waters opened up. What that says to me, when Satan comes to you with all of his fury, trying to get you to quit, to give up, to resign, to run, to stop, to give in to his lies, give in to the fear, give in to the problem, what is happening is that you are not using your authority. Moses, he basically said, use your authority. Use your authority in Christ Jesus. The thief does come to steal and to kill. He comes to destroy. But my friend, Jesus has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, have it to the full, have it to overflowing. The Zoe, the life-giving life of God is yours today. It begins by knowing Jesus. He's Savior. He's salvation. And only in Christ Jesus is there true security, true hope, true help. If you don't know Jesus as Savior today, invite him into your life. Ask him to come in. Ask him to forgive you of your sin. Repent of your sin, and you can be born again in Jesus' name. We're going to continue on this tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.